Economical development in Europe. In the 16th century, conurbations with intensive commercial activity subsequently emerged in and around Amsterdam, London, Paris, as well as in the Archiduchy and the Ruhr regions. Per capita incomes and standard living rose much more quickly in these regions than elsewhere. However, the rapid industrialization of Central, Western, and Northern Europe required considerable resources. In the 19th century, coal replaced wood as the main source of energy. In the 20th century, oil largely replaced coal. Electricity generated hydroelectrically, as well as coal, oil, nuclear energy, and solar energy emerged as the most adaptable form of energy, which was available almost everywhere. The transportation of this energy played an increasingly important role in international trade. The Second World War not only blocked the circulation of goods and capital within Europe, but it brought an end to the global economy for decades. By splitting Europe into an eastern and western part, Italy, Austria, the Federal Republic, Germany, France, and other democratic states committed themselves to liberal free market economics and social democracy, while Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and East Germany adopted a centrally planned economy model of the Soviet Union until this system was brought to an end by the people through a peaceful revolution of 45 years. Even before this, the view had gained acceptance that the innovation-oriented system of the free market economics was superior to the more steady concept of central planning and dictatorial management. And there had been signs of approaching dissolution of the latter. The period of industrialization and the rise of a middle class in Europe would not have been possible without the supplies and intensification of exchanges with Asia.